Hi, everyone. I'm Marianne Wendt, your PTA president. I'm so happy to have this opportunity to share all the fun things we have planned for the kids. I hope you are all enjoying your fall break. Our PTA membership and pledge drive just ended, and we reached our goal of $42,000 in donations. Mr. Battenfield and Mrs. Snyder dressed up as Mario and Luigi on Super Mario Day, and all the kids received mustaches. The top classes earned pizza and popsicle parties. Great job, everyone, and thank you so much for your donations. We're still accepting donations any time of the year. Feel free to contact us. We just held talent show auditions, and the kids that participated were amazing. We saw so many different acts from kids of all grades, first through sixth. This is my favorite time of the year. Seeing the kids on stage is such a treat. Today, I would like to bring a special guest to the podcast, our talent show chair, Army Abiera. She will share with us some pro performance tips. You might want to let the kids listen to this segment. Here's Miss Army.
Hi, everyone. I'm Army Abiera, and I'm your talent show chair. This is my sixth year being a part of the talent show committee, and every year it is such a joy to see so much talent on our Woodbury stage. I'm here on today's podcast to talk about tips on performing. In life, we will find ourselves in front of people on some sort of stage, whether it's a job interview, a work presentation, or a performance. Stage fright can manifest itself as heart racing, dry mouth, a tight throat, and sometimes our fear can stop us where we just want to curl up in a ball and cry. I've performed all over the world in musicals. I'm an actor, singing coach, and voiceover artist, and I still get nervous. So here are a few tips on how to get over stage fright and ultimately help your performance. There is nothing as simple as breathing that can help calm our nerves. Taking a deep breath in is actually linked to the nervous system, which controls the fight or flight response. Try this. Take a deep breath in for two, blow the air out for two. Take a deep breath in for three, and blow out the air for three. Don't you already feel more calm? But also, know that nerves are a natural feeling. Which leads me to my next tip, mindset. Did you know that nerves and excitement are actually the same physical response? Our heart starts to race, cortisol, a stress hormone, surges, and our bodies prepare for action. Both nerves and excitement are suggesting the same thing. We don't know what the future holds. But if we change our mindset on what we are feeling and tell ourselves, I'm not nervous, I'm just excited. I'm not nervous, I'm just excited. Over and over again, we can reframe our minds and improve our performance. The next tip is preparation. When you feel prepared, you will most likely not freeze up. Try to rehearse as much as you can alone and in front of people. Know your music, your words, your script, and practice over and over again. And finally, have fun. If you are having fun up there, the audience will have fun. A simple smile on your face can not only change the way you feel, but also change the way someone else feels, including an audience of hundreds of people. We hope to see you all at the talent show on November 7 for grades 1 through 3, and November 8 for grades 4 through 6. I hope these tips help, and thank you so much for having me on the Woodbury podcast.
How great was that? Thank you, Army. So take advantage of fall break and practice. I can't wait to see you at the shows on November 7th and 8th. October is full of lots of activities. Sixth grade guys night is on the 17th. The reflection submission deadline is also on the 17th. Red Ribbon Week happens during the week of the 21st through the 25th, and Haunted Maze is on the 25th. If you're interested in volunteering, keep an eye out for posts on social media or email us at woodburypta@gmail.com. Also, if you are interested in having your business sponsor any of our events, we would appreciate that so much. Email us at woodburypta@gmail.com and let's see how we can work together. That's all I have for today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. See you at the next PTA meeting. I'm available 15 minutes before any meeting or after the meetings if you have any questions about our activities. Check woodburypta.com for the schedule and any other updates. Thanks for listening.